last time I ended off in Cepes, ended up doing, after eating milkshakes, to do Kruach Hadach and Tilt Sedayim. So we were discussing the point that how long after you eat milkshakes do you have to Kruach Hadach? You mentioned one Torah, that once you wait 1 hour, it will be enough. Why? It will be like a Svek Seker. Those one time, 1 hour is enough. I've got from Netsky and others. Because why? Because the Lacha is by after Bosses, Makhlog Yishach and Taz. You have to, after 1 hour, to Kruach Hadach. On Taz, the Mekel Shach is Makhlog. The Rishayim, the Bahag, the Reitam, and Numut Rishayim say that even after a Cholov, you have to do any Kruach Hadach, it's more to me at. If you have like a Svek Seker, those say you do not need to Kruach Hadach at all after Milk. Even those who machmer by bossy, you have to only wait 1 hour. That's sad to say 1 hour. It's sad for Kerat to say you have to wait 6 hours. Within 6 hours, until to Kruach Hadach, the Kabbalah for it. One for it is the Ma'asik and Taina, that both those Svekas, we pass in Lechumra. We pass in you have to Kruach Hadach after Milchak, not like Kubayin Tam. Or we pass in, or that those who are pass in, that you have to wait 6 hours by bossy to Kruach Hadach. That's one for it. The second for is, why should we make all this? Dovish Yishlam Atirim. Yad Yud over here writes, what's the reason why we're chushev for Shita's Rashi Shita, the Rambam Shita, the boss is Moshech Tam, also boss of Benishinaim, Ailamais is the subject of Monokula, Dovish Sheish Lamatirim. But also, as far as we machmat, you have to Knoch Hadacha till 6 hours after Milchik, so it's a Dovish Sheish Lamatirim. A third Svar of the Yad Yudah says, to be machmat till 6 hours, not discussing the point, but he says it, Derech Agav, that by after boss there's no din of Knoch Hadacha, the Chiv is Mesudah Lesudah on the bench. Fine, those will be mach miknuach hadacha. But by milchik, the kemel of the chum and say you don't have to bench. So they made a takana to do knuach hadacha. Once they made a takana to do knuach hadacha, you always have to do knuach hadacha. What do you see you can make ois knuach hadacha? Only by when the ikka takana is misudu lasudu fine, you can make ois knuach hadacha when you wait at a time. But when the takana over here is not misudu lasudu, the takana is what's only knuach hadacha. So the corner of the Adhuri wants to tell you that you always need Knoch Hadacha. Even the Chod HaShonim, this Kirel, so it says 6 hours, he's even a Sufik, he wants even more than 6 hours. He said, no, 6 hours, that's enough. What is that to be Machmah? The Machmah is why? He said, the corner, Knoch Hadacha. So maybe you'll have to do it even longer. Fine, he says 6 hours is enough. Those are swarish to be Machmah in 6 hours. Sad say 1 hour, like we said before, that's Svek Seker. Fine, that's the Yisrael of, again, how long after Milk to do Knoch Hadacha. A couple other points on Knoch Hadacha on the beginning of Sebeis is that after Yik Vino, after Milchik, and you want to eat chicken next, do you have to Knoch Hadacha? So everyone, when they read the Torah and the Beis Yosef, they saw among the Rishonim, there's three different shots in the Torah brings down, Beis Yosef brings down from Rishonim, Shan, the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Ikor, he ate by Oifin Vino, he ate it Bapikorin, Derech Hefker. What does that mean? The Gemara itself explains. It means without until Zayim, without Knoch Hadacha. So what do those words mean? The Beis Yosef brings down three different shittas. One shita means that after Gvino, you do not need anything. After Oif, you don't need anything. Only after Oif, even if it's meat, you don't need Knoch Hadacha. That's one Pesha among the Rishonim. The second Pesha among the Rishonim, no, it means after Gvino, but it's Oif and Chaya. Oif and Chaya, Mashen Gim Behemah. A third sheet, the Rambam sheet is no, you don't need anything after Gvino, but after Oif. That means the most common sheet is the Rambam sheet. The Rambam sheet is a Kitzer, you can eat a Papi Kurin. What's Papi Kurin? After Gvino to Oif, you do not need Knoch Hadacha, not Mekhil to Oif. And that's how the Torah, the Machab and Paschal, the Machab says very clearly, Abola Ochel Bosa Oif, Ach Gvino, Ein Tzorch Loi Knoch Loi Natilo. Don't need anything. And that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. The Shell is us. How do we Paschal with Manenu? What do we pass? The Mechaba saying it's motor, the Ram saying it's motor, and the Beth was the Gemara that says motor. It's Gemara. Come on, the Ramah ends off. Vein mekile, v'yesh mekile, and nuchas v'ach shiyasek knuach v'adachav until sedayim v'mir toiv lahachmer. V'ach shiyasek knuach v'adachav until sedayim. What should you do? Do knuach v'adachav until sedayim. What's he going back on? What's it mean? The Yadhuda says, and the Bada brings down l'alocha, that means going back on oif. On oif. That means even though by Gvino Rakel, the Gemara says you do not need Knoch Hadacha, but myself, there are numerous places can say that Hanhok is that we do need Knoch Hadacha. That means do not be Mechalot. But first, you eat Gvino, you want to eat Oif afterwards, again the Gemara says Motor, the Ram says Motor, the Mechabit says Motor, and the others, even as Manenu Paschman's Motor, the Megillah Sefer, says it's more on the Badai Shulchan. But myself, it seems to be that Hanhok and the place can go that way, the Fakert, that we always have to Knoch Hadacha, they're not Mechalot. Again, the Gemara says mutter. Fine, we took on an extra anhaga, like we'll see numerous things. We took on upon ourselves an extra anhaga, Yisrael Kedai Shemaim. And therefore, when we do Knoch Adacha, we have to do Knoch Adacha, Sai Acher Basar, Sai Acher Gvina. And whether you're going to eat Basar or Gvina, Basar or Eif, still you have to do Knoch Adacha. No. The Ainim Kosh, we actually ask Knoch Adacha for this time. That's what we're going back on, correct. The Gil Sefer won't say it's going back only in Kosher. The Yad Yud and the Badi is saying, no, you eat it, it's going back in everything. And it's going on specifically, even on Raka, and therefore, even after Raka, you still have to do Knoch Adacha if you want to eat that Eif afterwards. That's how Be'ikvus Rom seem to go this way. And again, the shell where they're coming from. That those won't say it's Pshan Ermo, those won't say it's not Pshan Ermo. They say that's Halacha, the Ben Ishchai, the Tzvanim, the Zifrei Chaim, Zifrei Tzedek. And others say that's Anhoga of Klai Yisrael. That's the Maisa we do without Ermo. It's Stam, that's Anhoga. We're Machmer. And after Kvino, to Eif, the Maisa Machmer to do Knof Adoko. That means Halacha, Maisa, that's Anhoga. You always have to Knof Adoko. How much? An hour or maybe 6 hours. But we always have to Knof Adoko. Not to wait a half hour and not to Knoch Adacha, before that you can too. So you have to either wait an hour or 6 hours. There is one other case I discussed Knoch Adacha, really it's based upon Tziv Gimel, the words of the Ramah, we're talking about a case of a Tashu Shol Basar. The Ramah said by Tashu Shol Basar, you're going to have to do Reish Matzichim Natila, you have to do Natila. That Kivega, Natila, you'll have to, however Knoch Adacha you don't have to do. But over there, the Kivega brings down the Marshal and the Chesiakov and all this. And again, Aaron Hogus v. Machmer, and Hogus v. Machmer do Knoch Adacha. Again, Tavshu Shol Basar does not have either tam. It's not a, not Moshech tam. It's not Basar Ben Ishinayim. But again, we saw Kedoshim, and we're Machmer, and we do Knoch Adacha even after Tavshu Shol Basar. So it comes down again, when we do Knoch Adacha, we always do it. We do it after Tavshu Shol Basar, and we do it after Gvina Ta'ayif. We do it all cases, we do Knoch Adacha. Again, how much? We'll call up until an hour. That's our Anhaga. We did mention last time, what about you have to do Birchas HaMoshon after Gvina? We said it's Machlokes. I saw now the Tshuva, Shipman HaShemayim. Between the Gersa we have Lefanenu, the Bnei Yaakov is the Malach and Shemayim. You have to bench on that. You have to bench on that. So Malach answered back, it will be Shiva Shemayla, a Machlokes Bezeh. Shiva Shemayla is no Machlokes. Ukula Hayu La'aser. Everyone is passing La'aser. The Isser that you have to bench after Gvina to Basar. You have to bench. Maisa Mishpua passing not that way. Mishpua. I think the Hog is not the bench. However, the Maisa, the Shiva Shemaila passed not like us. The Maisa, Tari Lav and Shemaimi, the Maisa and Hog is the Maisa to be Michael. Fine.
Sorry?
Is that Mishpah Bashwas? The Mishpah Bashwas, yeah. Fine. Arkan, the first Kalikus of the page, again, we're Machman. Everything, every case came out. That's our Hog, but the Maisa we don't bench. That far we don't go. The second half of the Sipes is a shiloh of how much you have to wait after Gvino. Now, to understand where it's coming from, you read the Gemara says very simple, you eat Gvino, then you have Basar, and then the Gemara sounds like you don't have to do anything. Fine, the Rishonim say Knoch Adacha, but you have to wait any Zman. Now, there are three different occurrences among the Rishonim that sounds like that we have to wait. The shiloh where they're coming from. One is the Maram and Tshuva. The Maram and Tshuva writes when he was younger, he used to make fun of people who would have to wait, and he would call it Kmoy Minas. Like anyone who would wait after Gvina was like a Venus and a Koifer. However, he saw what happened when a mice happened to him, that he had Basa stuck by Nishinayim, not Basa, Gvina stuck by Nishinayim, and he ate Basa and he ate it together, and therefore it came upon himself, as Machman upon himself, to wait after Gvina and not to eat Basa right away. So Maram was Machman upon himself, and said to be Machman only by Basa and not by Oif. That's one Maram, all could be Machman, so Maram did it. Again, the Gemara Maram says Mutter 100% Mutter. The Maram said he saw there was Gvina stuck in the seed, therefore came along and he was Machmer. This Maram is brought down by the Akimosha, and also by the Beis Yosef of Kofan Gimel. That's one Makar to be Machmer. A second Makar, everyone brings down the Zohar. The Zohar has the Pash Mishpatim. His words are, to eat the Ichbak Chodo, or Bishaita Chodo, or Bisuda Chodo, and he goes on to say, what's going to happen to you? Not too nice. So he says basically that you should not eat these things together, or one time, or one Suda. Now, he does not explain what the case is. Excuse me, Machlokes is talking about Gvina Chabasa, Basa Gvina, it's about 1 hour, 6 hours, Gvina Raka, Gvina Kosha. Every single thing, any side you'll take, if someone says other way. So what exactly he means. Where the Beis Yosef, when he brings it down, he says, the Maram says, in his case, he has Gvina, he has Basa Ben Ishnaim, and says the Maram, Maram is only Machlokes Basa and not Oif. Coming along the Beis Yosef and says, if you would have saw the Zayar, you would have been Machlokes even on Oif. The Beis Yosef understands the Zohar is going even on the case of Oif. Again, the Pi Chodesh, others say no. You read the Zohar is ongoing on Basar. So first, in one shaila, what is the Zohar's case? Is it on Basar or Oif? One shaila. Another shaila, the Machlokes seem to be Shach and Taz. Is the Zohar 1 hour or 6 hours? He says you should not eat it one Suda and in 1 hour. What's one Suda mean? Machlokes Pi Chodesh and Pi Torah, they come on the words of the Zohar and they teach the words. One says Shaita Chodesh means 1 hour and Suda Chodesh means 6 hours. And the Taz seems to learn the Zohar means 6 hours. The Shach, when he says the Zohar, he says it means 1 hour. So Machlokes is, what is Zohar, how much time it is? Is it 1 hour or 6 hours? So that's the second Ma'amok in the commentary Machma and Gvino. A third Ma'amok in the commentary Machma is Issevet Ha'oruch. It brings down that the Yireim Shemeim or the Machmer upon themselves that by Basar, since it's Mashach Tam, therefore they eat it, and they might have Basar together with the Gvino, and therefore the Machmer upon themselves also to wait. Wait 6 hours. On the Gvino that was kosher. So finally, we have three different sources to be Machmer. Now with this Hakdama, let's see what the Ma is saying. The Ma says, V'yesh machmim afil basar acha gvino. There are those who are machmir even basar acha gvino. Where's the Maramokin Maram? What's he machmir in? Gvino acha gvino kosho. What the Ma says, those are machmir. So the pashas, the words of the Ma is to be machmir what? In every gvino. Those who are machmir, gvino acha gvino kosho, all gvino to machmir, and you'll have to wait. You'll have to wait from gvino to chicken. You have to wait totally. And now those who might say, do pass in the way. The Pichodu says you have to wait 1 hour. He understands the Zohar means 1 hour. He says 1 hour. The Bush says you have to wait 6 hours. Lamaisa, the mini Kleisel, Kidua, is by Gvina Raka, soft cheese. No one seems to wait. The Shibua, the kids, the Chayot, and the Shulchan. We don't wait after Gvina Raka. Again, the Ramah says that those who are Machmer. Again, what the words on the Ramah mean? It means Raka. And how much Raka gets 1 or 6? Maisa, I don't think anyone here waits that way.
I need
to we'll get to that. But first, what it says in Ramah, Lamaisa, we don't do. What it says in the first stage of Ramah, Gvina Raka, regular cheese, regular butter. We're not going to get pizza yet. Regular Gvina Raka, Lamaisa, no one seems to wait. Now, there are those who do have a minig. It's worked out in Hanukkah's forum that there's a large head of Kleisel that seem to have a minig to wait a half hour. It seems to me that Roiv did not have this Hanukkah, but there is a large head that seem to have this Hanukkah. Now, Gam, you learn in the Hilchos Shavuos, the Mishnah Berurah over there, and the Paiskim over there seem to say you can do it Miyad without a half hour. That means Allah is, you don't do anything, but is Hanukkah to wait a half hour? Shell is, where's it coming from? Where's the half hour come from? We know 1 hour, we know 6 hours. Where's the half hour coming from? So come along with the Swam and say, it's coming from the Zohar. The Zohar, one of the Zohar says, Shaita Chodah one time, Lav Dafka, in sand, Shaita Chodah means like 3 Chodosh, Aleph. Does that mean 6 hours? It means 1 hour. And even though it means 1 hour, what does it mean 1 hour? 1 hour doesn't mean 1 hour, it means one time. And they give different examples, they send the same Reish Meim and Arachayim. Over there, also regardless of the case, over there also Shaita Chodah Dafka, over there says it means one Zman, whatever, 1 mil, 2 mil. He also, they want to say it means one time. How much? A different Lashonis either means Rav of an hour, that's the Lashon of Yaakov Nevsky, Rav of an hour, or those who want to say it means a time has to be something like a half hour, or those who want Taina, it cannot be Samach, we should have a Mavstik, Masuda the Suda, how much do you Mavstik? When it's within a half hour, it's Samach, it's next to each other, you have to be Mavstik between the two. So over a half hour, that's the Mavstik between the two. So again, the Id and Hogan Kleisel to wait a half hour, either they're coming from the Zohar, or they're coming to be machmir from Suda to Suda. Fine, that's what you do, very nice. But the Maisa, even if you wait a half hour, still you're going to have to do Knof Adocha. Pashas, there's no head to not to do Knof Adocha, but you'll have to do Knof Adocha. Again, the Aloch is Yipaska Miyad. The Hogan Kleisel, numerous people are annoying to wait a half hour. But that's by Gvina Raka. Next thing, come along, I'm on to the next thing. Hey, no, give me Shakol Gvina Kosha, Ein Erkel Machreya Afil Abasa Oif, Gvina Gvina Akha Basar. Come along with Ramon to this next stage. He says you cannot eat Gvina Kosher, even at have Oif afterwards. Even Oif and Gvina Akha. Now, where's the source for this? So the words we have Lefenenu in the Ramon says, V'chenu B'Zoyer. It's in the Zoyer that way. Now, it's very interesting, the Pashas, the Zoyer, is talking about even a Gvina Akha. Even Gvina Akha. And to say V'chenu B'Zoyer, the Ramach Shekel says that way, the Ramach Shekel says that way, it's not Mestavro. The more Mestavro, how the other friend pointed out, the quote is Issevet Ha'oruch. Nothing to do with the Zohar. The Zohar is talking about Raka. Mm-hmm. Where is he coming from? You read the Dr. Moshe coming to Issevet Ha'oruch. Says to be Machmer, as kosher, why it's Moshe Chtam? When it's Raka, it's not Moshe Chtam. When it's kosher, it's Moshe Chtam. It's coming, where it's coming from? From the Issevet Ha'oruch. That's the Pashas verse where it's coming from. Now the challenge is, what is Nichol and Gvina Kosher? What is Gvina Kosher? To understand my Machlok Yishach and Taz, there's a step beforehand. We know by Basar, there are two reasons why we have to wait 6 hours. Why? We have the Rambam, we have Rashi. Rambam says, why? Because Moshe passed. I mean, Rashi, because we have Basa Ben Ishinayim. Basa Ben Ishinayim. Other way around? No, Rambam said Basa Ben Ishinayim. Yeah? Rambam said Basa Ben Ishinayim, Rashi said Moshe passed. Fine. So, there are two reasons over here. Now, when you eat Basa, we have these two reasons. Does the Rambam also hold that Basa Ben Ishinayim applies to Gvina, to cheese? Why? It comes on the Taz, he wants a taino. We have a special pasuk in Gemara and Kofei. Gemara over there says, the basar ben ishinayim to the basar. And what epsik says next to the basar is meaningless. By Gvina we have no pasuk. Since by Gvina we have no pasuk, the whole svar of the Rambam does not apply. Diva basar ben ishinayim does not apply by Gvina. No such thing as Gvina ben ishinayim. The only svar we left is Moshech Tam. Moshech Tam. That's the Taz
Shita. Maybe it's Megala. Every time you speak basar and chalav, it might be some.
That's Rashi. That's true, but the Maisa, we have no Makar inside Tina Ksidah, but Greeno said the Taz. We have no Makar called Greeno. We need a Pasuk. More about that, a Pasuk. Basar, Ben Sham is Basar. We say Greeno, Ben Sham is Greeno. It's not Greeno, it's nothing. It's digested food that's in your mouth still. That's not Greeno. That's what Taz says. The Shach disagrees. Shach says, Maisa, you're saying Greeno's not inside your mouth, it's Greeno. It's Greeno, it's Greeno. They come on the Shach does it. They said to Machlokes, what does the Rambam mean? The Rambam said to Machmul by Gvina Kasha. Come on the Shach and says, it can't be a case where it's hard cheese. If you wait 6 months, it became hard. Because Gvina Ben Ishinayim is meaningless. The only reason we had come on to ask over here is Moshech Tam. Moshech Tam has to be sharp. Has to be Maiv in the Keva, has to be Betuloyim, has to be sharp. I mean, Tam says, what's Gvina Kasha over here? Sharp. The Shach says, what's Gvina Kasha over here? No, it's hard. Machlok is, what is Gvina Kasha? What is the Ramah discussing over here? The Shach said we're discussing what? What is something hard? Why? Because Basha Ben Ishinayim, Gvina Ben Ishinayim is Gvina. The Taz said, no, we're not talking about hard. There's no, even if it's hard, it stays in your mouth. It's not Gvina. So what are discussing? Something that's sharp. It's Moshech Tam from your palate or from your stomach. It's been Moshech into your mouth. So what Gvina is Ramah discussing? The Taz said, only something sharp. Talom or Maimit B'Tech HaKeva. And the Shach said we're discussing what? Something that's kosher.
According to the
Shach,
could also be sharp.
It could be also sharp, right? He doesn't say that, but it doesn't say that. That's a Shach. What happened to Shach over here? It sounds like he only said something double kosher. Look, it's about the Arif. Only says also double kosher. That's one machlok Shach and Taz. Other machlok Shach and Taz is how long is Ramah saying to wait for a Gvina Kasha? The Shach says 1 hour, and the Taz says 6 hours. Now, Halacha, we seem to be taking the chumers of both. We don't. The Shach then says how long Gvina Kasha is 1 hour. We go like the Taz, 6 hours. We hold Gvina Kasha is what is not only sharp, is even something that's hard like the Shach. You have to understand that what do we do? We came along, we took the Chumrah of both. We took the Chumrah of the Shach of that has to be that it has to be Kasha. The Chumrah of the Taz, it says, that's even 6 hours. That's first how we're not, we took the Chumrah upon ourselves of both Chumrahs. Now, Locha has an end off. Now we end off, the Ramah says, Miu Toiv Lahachmer. The Ramah says it's Toiv Lahachmer. It's good to be Machmer. Good to be Machmer. For you be Godem, Roy Lahachmer, Moshe Tshuva, it's good to be Machmer, you be Oimer. The Ramah says Toiv Lahachmer. Now we don't even hold 6 hours. We don't hold anything. We hold nothing. It's Toiv, it's good. It's good. It's a good thing to do. Good to Toiv Lahachmer. Now, Maisa Lan Hoga is brought down in Shuas by the Shmur, the Chokhs, other than the kids, and the Maisa, we do it. We do wait 6 hours, 100%. You cannot be Makel on Gvina Kosher at all. That's Aaron Hoga, that's what we do. It's Toiv the Ramah. Maisa, that's Aaron Hogu. Again, we wait 6 hours after hard cheese. After hard cheese. Let's say you're mesopic if it's hard cheese. Let's say you're not sure. Not sure what the loch is. So the place can say very clearly if you're mesopic, the klal is mutter. Why? It's a toiv lahakwa that we don't even hold mekadin. If you're mesopic, says the H. Lavron, the Bachach, and others, avad is mutter. That's klal is mutter. Mesopic klal is mutter. It's not even a loch. It's a toiv lahakwa when you're mesopic, you're mekel. That's klal by hard cheese. Now, so it comes out, we went through two things. We went through one thing by Raka, Aaron Hogg, and Lamaisa says, we wait nothing, but those have a minute of a half hour. By Kosher, Lamaisa says, so the table half hour, but we certainly do wait 6 hours. You wait 6 hours, let's see if it's philosophic, we make it. Third level, seems we have, today is day and age, we have a third level. We went from hard and soft, now we have yellow cheese. Nina Tsuhuva, numerous chewers today discuss, what about yellow cheese? Your American cheese, or the cheese you put upon your pizza, what is that? Is that Raka, which is Mutu Miyat? Was a kosher and you have to wait 6 hours. Now there are those who certainly are machmer. Gami, they quote from the Yashiv that way. Gami, we the tshuva slowly. It's not clear that way. that those will say Rabbi Yashua is not the way, but the Pasha of the Yashua, when they say, oh, we're told you have to wait 6 hours after pizza. Now, this is the hold you have to wait 6 hours. The way al chusas chag b'chag of Karp brings down the Shua, it's only mitzad chumra. Even the Yashua agrees only mitzad chumra. And therefore he says, I mentioned last time that the Yashua holds that when you go to sleep and wake up, you do not have to wait 6 hours. So if Karp says it's not true. Gam the same with the Mashka says it. If Karp says it's not true, the Yashua holds avad you have to wait 6 hours. Something that's a chumra ba'alma like vina tzuhuva, he says, then when you wake up and go to sleep, then it can be mekel. It says even shin sayim can be mekel. Fine, that's what we mekel. We mekel on pizza when we go to sleep in the afternoon, even shin sayim. But he said avad is not going to be mekel to go to sleep. He says lafuk is the same with Mashka. Fine, my story. I said last time, which one's emes? I'm not sure.
Yes, but
he goes in for 6 hours of pizza, except if you go to sleep with Tzaybach on the Tzaybach, what he thought before the coffee spilled. Fine, so nice again. So again, the Ashram holds that you have to wait 6 hours, we start Chumro. Aleph, 100%, he says that way. Avot has a true about that. Mr. Kirel held that way. Nashik Klein in the miracle held that way. Those who only hold you have to wait 6 hours after yellow cheese, after pizza, you have to wait 6 hours. That's clear. That means if you have this on Hovno, and this is what you have told you, Avadi should be Machmir. Why? Because my says you. Again, if you have the Hovno, that's your Mishpacha, or your Rav learned through the Sukkah, and he's not stomped because he heard his Rebbe said, but he went through the Sukkah, he's your Rav. He tells that to you, Avadi, that's what you should be knowing. Fine. Well, let's go the other way. Listen, you don't have this minig. I don't want to discuss against anybody, but I know those who get up speaking that anyone who has Reich HaTorah, you know, has to wait 6 hours after pizza, and that's an hog of play itself, that's an hog of an age, so I'm going to give Shalayim. Let's analyze these statements and see Shekhar Vachasar. Fine. First, those one times meaning Yerushalayim, that you have to wait 6 hours after yellow cheese. So first, the Ben Ishchai writes that the meaning of Yerushalayim is not to wait after even any kvina kosher at all of 6 hours. Not yellow cheese. The Ben Ishchai writes meaning of Yerushalayim is not to wait. That means the Sfardim will hold Me'ikah in 6 hours. We only hold 6 hours after Basar. We hold Nachal Lasa 6 hours after Basar. Sfardim will hold Me'ikah din. But by cheese, we have a Nachal Lasa, and upon that we have a toy of a Nachal Lasa and a toy of Lahakmir. The Mechaber, Meister, they shot a Machmer, and yet they say Menig Yerushalayim is to make Las Alas. Bases, the Meister, I think I would count if a Dayan Fisher has a true body, he's Mekel, and Moshe Halberstam is Mekel, besides Min Chososha and Gila Sefer, it's very hard to say Menig Yerushalayim is that way. But Dayan Fisher, I think he's part of the, he knows what Hog Yerushalayim is, I think he knows what Menig Yerushalayim is, and the Meister, he has a true black white, 100% is Mutter. He says that Moshe Halberstam, these people knew Menig Yerushalayim, they're probably the ones who convey Menig Yerushalayim even. And they might say clearly pizza is mutter. No mini Yerushalayim that you have to wait 6 hours after pizza. Gvina Tshuva. All Gvina Tshuva across the board without the Yad Yehuda. Gvina Tshuva, there's no such thing you have to wait 6 hours. One time it's a mini of Bnei Brak. Lamaisa B'chav Kineski writes you don't have to wait in Bnei Brak. You want to tell me it's a mini of America that was not. Ramosha, the way the Yagel Yaakov brings down to Ramosha, he says the Ramosha says you have to wait 6 hours. Anyone who does, do not be Matin Eder. Why? It's Tobin Matthias. The Ramosha says you have to be Matin Eder because it's just wrong. It's wrong. Fine. So first, to tell me these are unhoggers, it's not the unhoggers in America, it's not always unhoggers in Bnei Brak, it's unhoggers in Yerushalayim, it's not the unhoggers by the Sfard. And the Yashua holds the Chum. That's what? And the Chum says where it's coming from, he says tell you where it's coming from. It's coming from the Chazanish. The Chum says it's coming from the Chazanish. Meister, they do ask him a lot of times, Ayish Shreya says one way I can get it, says, I can't go get the Chazanish. In other cases, he always answers that. Meister, Chazanish, Chaim said he has a Chazanish, it's Mekel by all Gvina Tshuva. That's Aleph. There's no such thing as a Minig. Now, there is Shlomo Zalman that everyone seems to quote on their side. He's not very fair. If you just want, if Nevatal says he holds the Chiv to wait after Gvina Tshuva, the way how the Shabbos brings it down, that he asked Shlomo Zalman what to say, and Shlomo Zalman told him, it's not, you don't have to, however, it's a minig. Ravai brings him down and says that those who are machmer, Rina says, he holds you have no, ain't shak lahachmer, but that klal or klal, if you machmer at all. And Shu brings it down that he says, you don't have to be machmer, however, himself he was machmer. That's basically five different things that Shlomo Zalman held already. Now, everyone quotes each other and says he's wrong, he's a shakrin, and people come over and tell him. I asked him, I went over to most of these people, and I asked them, you know, when did it happen? Each one told him the Saif Chayav, it was the end of his life, don't tell me it changed. Now, the Licha Shlomo, he brings it down. He has to try to miyash a lot of these things. He says, no, about the beginning of life, from Zama, about it was Mekel told people to be smarter. So if I have a Maaser, he's Machmir, he has to wait 6 hours. Now, those say it's not true. Now, they find Maaser, tell me something you shine that way, from Zama himself passed the Kulo at the beginning of his life. I don't know what beginning and end means. I don't know what it means. The last day means the last day of his life. I'm not sure. The Maaser, being done with Shmuel, Orbach says he himself doesn't wait, his family doesn't wait. So Shmuel, Ravina says, is it by Samsa, I guess. And I guess he held, you don't have to wait. So what Shlomo Zalman held, I don't know. Fine. Maaser, just make a cheshbon. What comes out of here by yellow cheese? Yellow cheese. Let's make a bunch of stages. First of all, the whole entire Isser of eating one after another is only Isser up on them. Why? It's not cooked together. But Aleph Tumen Isser up on that derice. That's Aleph. Basis for Bnei Ashkenaz. We don't even hold, you have to wait 6 hours after Balser. Right? So what's Aleph? It's Nochel Lasa. It's Anogah. It's Silak Asudo. Third, the Pasha, the Aloha by the Gemara after Milchix, is you don't have to wait at all. The Pasha of the Gemara, maybe the Taz doesn't hold that way, but the Pasha of the Gemara, you don't have to wait at all. The Gemara is saying that. We have a Chumrah, the Zoyah, the Maram, whatever you're coming from. It's the Heter, but the Pasha of the Gemara, you don't have to wait at all. Fourth is, even the Amor that ends up to be Machmer, the Amor says what? Toiv Lahachmer. So again, you have to get to the Rabbanon, of Nochel Lasses, the Gemara is Matel or Toiv Lahachmer. Step by step. A fifth thing, according to the Taz, only when it's chirif, only when it's sharp, right? Pasha hour, things are not sharp. Sixth, according to the Shach, it's only 1 hour, not 6 hours. A seventh point is, the Kloli of Sak, everyone agrees, it's Sak, it's on the Kulo. Kloli of Sak, very simple. A eighth point is, the Maaser, there is no such thing as a Minig, and if you try to look at this from, it seems to be Roiv HaMekel. A ninth point is, the Maaser, even Yashiv holds, it's only Chumra Ba'alma. It's only Chumra, that's what you have to do. And the tenth, just to throw in for the fun of it, you always have the Mashal that says the Dofaminos. Of course, it's to be Machmer. Right? It's chopping down the Mashal because of course it's. Now, what? Well, let's leave that out because that's not what it means, yeah, dude. So, Maaser, you have these 10 stories that those who won't be Machmer and Kavina Tsuvo, and the Maaser, if you don't have this Anogah, and someone gets up and gives a shiur and tells the person that he has to wait 6 hours, that's Anogah, and the Maaser does not know Kol Ipsak, does not know the Shitas. And I don't want to say that well, but Pasha Dovaminos. It's Mamish. It's 10 stages, one after another. And there's absolutely no reason how you can tell a person he has to wait 6 hours. If you rub them on the street, he comes out of the way and tells that to you, fine. But give a shit to America that that's not that often clearly. And the Moshe is talking from the sea is that way. If I just say otherwise, who is not doesn't add hold water. Therefore, again, Lechura again. If you have your own hogger this way, why not? For the Maaser, otherwise, Lechura to wait afterwards. The Torah doesn't. It's Mamish has no makor for such thing. You learn the sugya.
Do you think the cheese that's in the fridge for 6 months?
Oh, so those are discussed. A shelf space, leaving on the shelf, is actually the way 6 months not. The Zimmerman and Sefer Rech Aboishim wants to say that it counts. You have to be makor. The Kiddush also, the Pasha does not change at all the shelf. And the Ikkud is from what they does not count. Because the Maaser, it doesn't get more courageous, it does not get more harder, and I'll be sure it should be the same exact halacha, it should not make a difference. It should be the same halacha. But those who want to bring down the Yad Yudah, there's a shalom how they bring the Yad Yudah. Yad Yudah says you have melted cheese, it'll be, even the machmir will be mekel, it'll have a gather of kvina rakah, not kvina kosher. We have melted cheese. Now the shalom is what does the word Yad Yudah mean? Everyone brings it down, everyone seems to stand the drop differently. By pizza, for example, when you eat it, is it melted? The Maaser is still pieces, it's solid. Is that to be melted cheese or not? That's one shiloh of what does it mean. The second shiloh, those one taina, that it does not mean when it's melted, it's nicker by itself. It only means when it's melted inside, not on top of. The article says, you read the yaduta slowly, it does not mean it means on top of something, it's inside something. Therefore, you won't have the head of the yaduta. On those are shiloh, maybe you have the head of, maybe you don't. Again, l'chua al-fi chajm, by al-gvina tuba, if you don't have the anhogit to be makhmer, l'chua, you don't have to be makhmer at all. Now, those who want to take this chumrah of 6 hours by kvina tuba, even to kvina melucha, even to salted cheese, Rav Ossian won't say it that way. Again, it's an awesome kiddush. Pasha doesn't take it that far. It's very hard to hear that. Now, the shalom, those are machmer, just to explain it, where they're coming from. They're coming from two different makaris. Read the tuba slowly. Some are coming, if Yashiv is not coming from his kosher, because it's hard. He's coming from a different makar. He wants kind of that, it's Moshech Tam. It's Moshech Tam. And if it's Nichol get it, why you taste it? Now, Mitzvah Zosha says, Moshech Tam, what's the getter? We're getting that from when you made up, because it came out of Tanir. What right do you have to do that? But Maaser is coming from the getter, Moshech Tam. Others are coming from the getter, Gvina Kosher. Something hard. And those who hold, Stam is a Shita, those who hold, Gvina Kosher has to be Kosher, Gvina Kosher. And by a color, and others say that it means Dafka is something that you have to take a You know what communication is from in the Shrites. It's something that you cannot cut with a regular knife. As Mamish uses a carrot with an axe. The groin is very powerful. It's a strong smell. The Vigna of Markolo or the Feinstein and others hold that Gvina Kosher, even on the Amor to Machman, get it in Gansan Gvina Kosher, has to be something that's Mamish hard. Gvina Kosher, the first plow has to be kosher. Has to be hard. But the Vigna Rashi down in Shabbos, the Kuptal Bay, Rashi over there says that what the Karadim, when you use an axe for, use it when you have Gvina Kosher. You have to use an axe for Gvina Kosher. Those are the words of Rashi. So it sounds like Gvina Kosher is, if you get 2-year-old cheese, those cheeses, the Mamish is very hard, very sharp, and it's very hard to cut. Those things are Gvina Kosher. Those are kind of our things that have no shape to Gvina Kosher.
The triangular shaped cheeses, we always marketed as Gvina Kosher. You don't need an expert.
I don't know which triangular cheese.
No, they come in a small triangle.
Those things should be no problem.
It should be very soft. You don't need an expert.
Right, they should be no... You can... Right, do Gvina
Kosher.
What
would be Gvina Kosher first?
When you... They have these... Not those triangles. The things you buy in the... regular store, they say they don't have it. You go to specialty stores, they say you can get things that sit for 6 months.
Yeah,
6 months, according to Chaznish, has to be a year. Something that sits a year or 6 months, those things are going to kosher. Geshach. According to Yisivat HaOruch. The Chaznish says a year, or Moshe says a year. Where they get a year, the Yisiv Chaim will get a year. He says he doesn't know where the Chaznish got a year. And Berkowitz says that Moshe says a year. They're not sure where a year came from, but the Maestro, the Yisivat says 6 months.
Yeah,
who did
melt the cheese
going
on?
Gvina Kosher?
Gvina
Kosher. Fine,
there's no cheese
11
months ago.
Yeah.
So what type of cheeses are
there? If you mark with it, you buy in the store, I don't think
there is
any.
Yeah.
I don't know
how
this is, I don't know the
cheese. But Swiss cheese, even though it's a strong taste, it's still there.
How much is strong taste?
Strong taste.
Are you myself it?
No, I don't think so.
Call it Zach, it's up to the one with Sif Gimel's cause of the halacha, waiting after Tav Shul Basar. Waiting after Tav Shul Basar. Now the Mechaber says you don't have to wait, the Ramah says you have to wait to eat Gvina. Gvina to the Tav Shul Basar, you have to wait. But first, understand where the Lumet Halacha is coming from, is why do you have to wait after Tav Shul Basar? Why? We have two Svaras to wait after Basar, because Moshe of Tam and Basar Ben Yishinayim. Do either Svara apply by Tav Shul Basar? No, it's not applied. Tav Shul Basar is not Moshe of Tam. It's not possible to finish nine. So why is it more being machmer? Says the Achoy and Amoy loy plug. When we had in Sif Aleph, the pre-Kumun God says loy plug, he saw Kedoshim and Lippert together, where is he really getting it from? They point out he's getting it from the Sramah. The Moshe, the Tavshul Bosa, did not have either Swara, it's still a machmer, you say loy plug. That's what he said over here. Now the Moshe sounds like, as the Kivega points out, that about Tavshul Bosa, and afterwards Tavshul Shogvina's mortar, Maisa Aaron Hogas, as the Kivega brings down from the Kosyaku, the Mashal, our Nhoga is we wait also Tavshul Gvina after Tavshul Basa, we still wait 6 hours. When the Maestro, that's an Nhoga, and again the Moshe says why from one Tavshul to another Tavshul, so the Moshe says, Chuba, Leiplug, you saw Kedosh, even where Machmel Maestro. So fine, that's what it says in Sifal after Tavshul. Now the Amor comes along and says, Miu, Im Ein Basa, but Tavshul Rak, Nifbashu, but Gedeiros Shul Basa, Mutal Echel Achov Gvina. If you have a pot, you cook inside parvo, and the halacha is you can eat afterwards gvino. So, back to the shach, the halacha is you have enough or not. Basically, enough or not means you have a plate chicks went inside a pot, is one leis in tam. The second thing you put spaghetti inside, and the tam went from your meat, was inside the pot, into your spaghetti, that's leis in tam by leis in tam. The halacha is, says the Ramav here, you do not have to wait for gvino, you can eat enough or not, eat gvino right afterwards. In fact, the shah can even eat together with gvino. You can even have this spaghetti, eat it together with gvino. They even come on the shah that says, Yimangas Kiddush. And the ikka the person can go this way. The shah says, if you try to clean out your pot, and you leave over ksas mamoshes, the loch is, even though there's pieces of meat inside, still the loch is, you have to wait afterwards for gvino. You have to wait afterwards for gvino. The shah, Chafuzodim, the Chavetz Chaim, the Orpah Shofan, the Kitzer, the Moshe, they all pass in this way. They even have basar. Are you eating basar? Are you tasting basar? The law is, the Maisa, since it is, you try to clean it out, and you live in a box here and you didn't clean out so well, and the pieces inside, the law is, you do not have to wait out afterwards. You cannot eat together, because basar with Chalab, but afterwards the Maisa is mutter. That's one way to answer this kasha on the Ramah. We'll get back to the law of it, but that's one way to answer it. Second way they want to answer is how the Kivega and Beis Meir. Others want to answer. The side is that by not is motor, to eat with gvino. However, that's only to not by not. However, when it's one not, one nice tam, it's also. What's the case of one nice and tam? The loch is by davach harif. The Davar Harif rejuvenates the taste, and the Davar Harif makes it into one knot. For example, you take your knife, you cut your meat, your hot meat, your knife is fleishiks. Now you have this clean knife, fleishiks, you cut your onion, it's Davar Harif. Dukhu Davar Harif, the mice in this case, the onion comes fleishiks. You cannot eat with the onion together with milchiks. The mice, if you eat the onion, do you have to wait afterwards 6 hours? Eat the onion Davar Harif, you do not have to wait afterwards 6 hours. Eat miyad milchiks. Tom does not make you fleishiks. That's the second way of answering it. Our third way of answering is Eli Rabba and all these ones say that the kasha doesn't even start off. The shach is asking a kasha that not by not is more to eat with milchiks. Halacha is not that way. Halacha is clearly we Ashkenazim Ashkenaz not passing that way. We passing that not by not you cannot eat with milchiks. You cannot take your spaghetti and put that was cooked inside a fleishik pot and put upon the cheese. It's usur. We hold usur. And therefore, what's the Ramah saying? You can eat it afterwards because together you can. Afterwards is mutter. So again, a nap bana together with cheese put on them once. Ben Yom is also. So come, we had a kash again. What's pshan? The Ramah says the pot after the avino, you have to be tirotzim. Either the shach teretz, a dirty pot. You cannot eat together, but afterwards you're allowed to have avino. You have a second teretz, davar harif. A third teretz is that eichanami, a nap bana, also lechatzilo. Only in b'di'ev is mutter. Fine, those are a few ways of answering it. Now, with these three things, we have numerous halachas that come out of it. Let's go first to the shach. The shach teretz is, that's a dirty pot, you don't have to wait afterwards 6 hours. So your man gets chiddush. Again, you have eating vasser. You have vasser ben ishanayim. It's moshech tam. But still, you don't have to wait 6 hours. Why? What's the reason for it? The way how the oilam examines the Yad Yudah and the Badei, a shulchan, is that something you have no kavanah for, you try to clean it out, you try to get rid of it, and it happens to be there, and you put something else inside of it, since you have no kavanahs, no chshivas of eating it, and therefore you do not have the gzera of waiting 6 hours. You have a dirty pot that you try to clean, and a piece is left inside, you have to wait 6 hours. That means even though you're eating boser mamash, you don't have to wait 6 hours. That's how the ikkar of person go. Agam, the archolkim, again, Eli Rabba and the Beis Meir want to argue in the shach. The ma'aseh unz replaiskim, chavetz chaim, the archa shulchan, and the chach v'sadim, the ma'aseh that mekel, and the ma'aseh also, they hold it was dirty, so what? The ma'aseh have no kavanah for it, therefore it's mutter. Therefore, it's mutter. Fine, this is the ikkar halacha. There are different ways of understanding it, but let's stick to one way. I think it's the easiest way. The second thing we had to answer the shach's kasha, is by davar harif. Something that's sharp, you don't have to wait afterwards 6 hours. Now, there are two different cases. In the Freeman Gadim, in Hilchos Shavuos, in Siman Tov Tzadik Dalet, over there he says, if you're fleishiks, you cannot eat an onion that's cut with a milchik knife. Over here, the B'kiv Egin, the Meis Meir says, you cut an onion fleshik knife, it does not make you fleshik. It sounds like it's a stero. Sounds like a stero. Do we find it like the people got it? We go like the B'kiv Egin. If you think about it, there's not a stero close to you at all. It's not key was there, and the Meis Halacha is very good to get the klal straight. Let's take first the B'kiv Egin's case. B'kiv Egin says, you are fleshik already, you ate a piece of steak, you're fleshik. You want to eat your onion afterwards, I cut with a milk knife. Meis, you're fleshik. So what happens? This boss ben ishunayim, your moshech tam, this boss in your mouth. You want to eat an onion that has tamah melchiks, that's charif, that you can't do. Because when you eat the onion, you're eating right now boss of b'cholov. The onion is melchiks, and this boss ben ishunayim. This moshech tam, it's in your mouth at the same time. Mash enkin, kiv egin, the beishmei, it's fakert. What? You're eating an onion that's fleishiks. Is there boss ben ishunayim? No. Is there moshech tam? No. Fakert, by tafsh you have to wait at all, it's a loy plug. Come on, Kiv Egin, the base man says there's no loy plug in the case of Davar Harif. So you have nothing there at all, nothing there to make you fleishiks. So can you eat afterwards the milchiks? Yeah, there's no reason to wait 6 hours. So if you're fleishiks, the klal everyone should know, fleishiks, you can eat tam. But tam does not make you fleishiks. That's a klal lalocho. Now the Prima Gadim in the Hilchos Shavuos, it says when you're fleishiks, you cannot eat tam. Everyone makes down, I'll be asked to argue. But Maisa, all of the Svam go like the Prima Gadim. And says that what again if you're fleishiks you can't eat tam. And again the svara is simple. It's moshech tam, it's bas finish tam, you have bas right now in your mouth, you're fleishiks, you can't eat an onion, that's tam as well. Mashing if a carrot. If you eat an onion, that's fleishiks. Betem, there's no reason there's no svara applies, not moshech tam, not bas finish tam. So what? Be machmat like plug, we have no loy plug. If you make a base it says, you don't have a loy plug over here. Therefore it's mutter. Confused.
No,
one more time. So again, so the klal, if you go like the Pim Gonim, the Badei Paskins, and the Arsenal, all those Paskins, it's what the Ikkalap Sak, except for Rehashu. The klal is, again, if you are fleishiks, you can't eat tam, Davar Harif, that's milchik. But if you're milchik, but however, to Tom will not make you fleishig. Fine, that's the klal. Now, once you have this klal, now you have to. Now we have two cases. There are case, numerous cases in between. Tashu shel baser is not mushuk tam, and not baser ben yishnaim. Neither one, but yet we say loy plug. Davar charif is a nice and tam, and we do not say loy plug. What happens? You have cases in between that. Again, tashu shel baser, the most machmer. We're machmer. Tashu shel baser again does not have any reason. Not baser ben yishnaim, but not mushuk tam. We say loy plug. Davar charif is a nice and tam, is a tam. Except over there has no reason, and that we don't not say loy plug. Let's take cases in between. That's not tavshel baser. That's not davar charif. That came from a knife or came from a pot. Take two cases in between. What happens if you take your challah and you put it on top of your challah pot? So we discussed last time when we learned kofei a while ago in kofei. They said over there and said zayin. According to machaber, your challah. What happens? The balei a klipa. And therefore, your challah is mamish, can be fleishig. Challah you put on top of your challah pot is fleishig.
No silver.
What?
No silver.
Take klipa. There's no silver fall. No silver went from a kli to an oichel. It says a shach. It's a take klipa. If it's wet, it'll be even cooler. If it's not wet, it's a take klipa. Do you have to wait 6 hours after this challah? Do you have to wait 6 hours? Which one is it? Is it tashul baser? Could it get cooked together with baser? 6 hours? Or is it like, no, the onion that just Tom came out of the knife or Tom came out of the pot? Which one is it? Take another case. You have your kishka inside your cholent, wrapped in a plastic bag, not silver foil. Silver foil gets through. Plastic bag. What is that? Is that, again, a tashul baser? Or is that like a davar charif? Both those cases, the chal on top of your cholent, or your kishka inside your cholent, both those cases have neither reason. It's not moshech tam, it's not baser ben yishnaim. Neither one. But it's nichol the loyplug of tashul baser. Again, tashul baser is what? You have a soup over here. You have liquid here with meat inside, you took the meat out, and you have the soup over here. That's a loy plug. Is it nichol in the loy plug? But no, it's a nichol in the case of davar charif. So come along with Madana Ashulchan, he wants a taino, a kiddush, he wants to say, both those cases also. He wants to say, you chal on top of your crack pot, you have to wait 6 hours. Why? Because cooking mamish together with the thing itself, and not a stage away, like with your knife is nice and tam. It's not like a knife that it came, what, inside your knife, or inside your pot, it went inside, it's a tam kolish. It's mamish, it's been cooked together. Top of your pot been cooked at the same time your chol's been cooked. Your kishka inside has been cooked at the same time. Maiso, Mr. Kavelis, Chaim Kanievsky, that says the kishka inside, don't wait 6 hours. Maiso, it's not been cooked mamish together. It's not been cooked mamish together. The Ben Ishchai also says on the chal on top of your crack pot, you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait. Why is not being cooked together? You have a loy plug, you don't have a loy plug. It's not together mamish. The only way you don't have a loy plug is what? Tavshul shel baser. Tavshul shel baser is what? When you have a soup over here with a meat inside, cooked mamish together. Anything more than that, we have no marmach for a loy plug. Therefore, be'ik, the Svarim say, that your kishka, you don't have to wait 6 hours. It can taste mamish meaty. Mamish can taste meaty. The chal can taste meaty. But it's not moshech tam, it's not posel ben yishnaim, and the mice is no problem. Why? Again, because you don't either reason, and it's going with the kivaker and the base mayor. That it's not moshech tam, it's not posel ben yishnaim. Do we have a light plug or not? Is it like tashul baser or not? Beik of the swarm, again, the banana shulchan is machber, beik of the swarm seems to be mekel. Now, there are other cases also discussed. What about the other way around? You have to also now, let's say you're fleishig. Can you eat? Before, then all the way around, you're fleishig, you eat something that is your challah was put on top of a melted thing it's cooking. Or it was cooked inside something that's melted, before then you have to be machmer. Once we have by davar charif, the prima gomma is machmer, and davar charif, account, once you're fleishig, you have to be machmer and tam. Again, so the klal is tam won't make you fleishig. But once you're fleishig, you can't eat tam. That means the challah won't make you fleishig. But if you're melted, you're kidding, you're fleishig, you're kidding the challah that's melted. That was only belay a tam. Take another case. You cooked inside the oven. You had fleishig, melted, a tray of chicken, and a tray of potato kugel. Both uncovered and opened. Let's give the assumption that there is there inside. A guy calls me up and he asks me that he ate potato kugel Sunday morning after he enjoyed on Shabbos. He wants something to eat pizza now. So you have to wait 6 hours. You have to wait 6 hours. He had what? He had again a potato kugel there. And then once you have to wait 6 hours.
It's cooked. Same time.
Same time, uncovered in the oven. Same time. So
the
first of all, who says there's Zaya? The other one time there's no Zaya. But even if there is Zaya, let's say assume there is Zaya. Do you have to wait 6 hours after Zaya? Do you have to wait 6 hours after Eichel? Do you have to wait 6 hours after Zaya? So, first, the Isser Shalat of Zalman Nechemia, or others say it, they say, first of all, it's not worse than the Shachar, to go on your test. Even Isaiah, the Meister Shach says, if you have no interest for it, you're not Kavana for it, even though Mosh is there, you have to wait 6 hours. Who else wants to wait 6 hours? That's Aleph. Beis is the Chuat, even better than the Shach. The Shach's case is what? Is Mosh, the Isma Mosh is Moshech Tam, Bosch Ben Ishnaim. He is not Moshech Tam, not Bosch Ben Ishnaim. It's Zeya Ba'almo. Boy, did the pelvic thing that Eish Lavamo will bring down, the Kavachayim, and Zifrei Tzedek, and others, they bring down, there's a Maisel, that the things of Bnei Svad for a fool, what would they do? They would take the chicken, put inside the oven, put an empty cup there, empty cup. The chicken would go up, Zeya, come down, the cup will fill up with Zeya. Fill up a cup full of Zeya. Says the Kavachayim, you drink it, you have to wait 6 hours. Zeya is Tom. Tom will wait 6 hours. Tom works in the Keshka. Keshka don't wait. Zeya don't wait. Nothing. It's Tom. Tom don't wait 6 hours. So this Bedezebel, I know there are people called, I know people will mock me on this case. So numerous people will myself be cheshbin. Myself, we don't have a loyal plug over here. The myself, we have a Kavachayim says, you drink Zeya, but Kavona is going to be also. Myself, there is no Zeya. Myself, we have a Shach over here. Shach, you have no Kavona be mutter. The Chura, Zeya will not make you wait 6 hours. No, he was Michael. He told me. First of all, he said the Pashto knows Zayin. Neither is Zayin. The Maisa is a Shach. Maisa is a Shach. Take another case. Guy asked me, he called me up. He wants to know, he got a pretzel from the pizza bakery. He's Fleishix. There's Reichel in the same oven. Reichel. You have to wait 6 hours and can he eat the pretzel? Not eat the pretzel. He's Fleishix now. So can you eat the pretzel? So forget, to eat Reichel won't make you Fleishix. Reichel cannot be Zayin, won't make you Fleishix, and the Reichel won't make you. But here's the other way around. Before, if you're flesh, you eat Zeya Melchix. Before that, you can tie the knots. But again, the other way around, you can't. Again, if you're flesh, you can eat Melchix. Your flesh, you can eat Tama Melchix. Before, you can eat Zeya Melchix. But Recha Melchix. What?
They touched our mushrooms.
No, they don't.
They could be cheese on the oven.
Let's say you know nothing touched. Let's say you know, without getting into specific cases. Maestro called out the bakery and they found out that the dough was made with milk.
Right.
Then the problem was, he asked the bakery, I can do that, so can't have milk with dough. But that's another show.
The whole store is milk.
No, you're not allowed to. Well, that's Rechel Abdulsi, except by Pasam and Zumachmer. But the Chura, alright, Yish Lord will exactly what the kind of oven is. Maisi, yes, seven people, some say you have to wait, some say you don't have to wait. We'll leave it at that. So again, the Maisi, the cloud, what should come out is, the cloud should come out from Sif Gimel, is very clear that what? That Tam does not make your place chicks. Once you place, you cannot eat Tam. Again, different cases, how big the place can go, is that an onion that with place chicks won't make you place chicks. However, once you place, you cannot eat an onion that's middle things. Same thing that you have, again, if you have kishka inside your pot or challah, those things will make you play shiks. Once you have one play shiks, the chur can have to be machmer. Fine, leave it at this. Lemaisa, next time we'll start challah. We'll go through Sif Dalet next time, but everyone please start challah. Challah is very confusing.
Last of all, we're skipping for good reason. We're going to learn it, and we'll try as hard as we can.